Hey there, this is Justin Moore.
Hey, Justin Moore is on our radio. How about that?
How you doing, buddy?
What's up, Justin? You doing okay?
I'm doing great, man. Just walking around the grocery store here looking for diapers. You know, same thing every other country artist is doing right now.
At least it's diapers and not, you know,
yeah,
the other stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Not yet.
Yeah. Well, you've had a heck of a year, haven't you?
It's been a good year, man. We've had a few good ones, but this one's been really special with, you know, the new album coming out, our second album, and, you know, it doing as well as it did. And then the first single, If Heaven Wasn't So Far Away, you know, being our second number one. It's been really, really cool. We're enjoying it.
And family-wise, it's been really big for you, too.
It has. We're expecting our second daughter, my wife and I, and in November, so we're pretty excited about that. And you know, first time around with my daughter Ella, it was kind of like, oh my gosh, this is happening right now, when you know, I was just enjoying some success and gone all the time. And so I think we've really tried to, you know, let the whole process soak in a little more this time and enjoyed it a little more.
And daughters will change a lot for you, won't they?
Oh, man, I'm telling you. Yeah, I became a man after having my daughter, instead of just an idiot, you know, guy running around. You know, it does. It just immediately changes you. And, you know, I've been able to experience a lot of really cool things over the past few years in my career, but nothing compares to, you know, changing a poopy diaper or whatever it is. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Well, it's kind of funny to hear you say changing a poopy diaper.
Yeah, that's great. I will tell you this, as a dad myself, all right? Now, I don't know about you, but you're a good old Arkansas boy, so you're probably a lot like me. You didn't do anything in this world that ever made you have to deal with a teenage daughter. You didn't earn that, did you?
Oh, no, I'm telling you.
It's coming, dude.
I was always really good. I never... Sure. No, it's funny, because I've been telling my wife, I'm like, man, I just... everybody keeps telling me because of the girls, I need to add more bathrooms to my house, and I'm not as concerned about that as I am adding more guns to my house, you know, for when they're 14, 15, 16 years
exactly.
old.
Exactly.
That's smart, actually. Yeah.
So do you get to get back home to Arkansas very much?
I do. I actually just built a house in Arkansas, so that when I'm gone a lot, my wife can come down here and have some help, because we obviously have a lot of friends in Nashville because I've been there for so long, but no family, and all my family's back home, so it helps my wife out. And then when I'm off for a pretty good stretch, we'll come down here, and I'm actually down here right now. So
yeah, it's good to get back home, isn't it?
It is, man. I'm a homebody. I mean, Nashville's been great to me, obviously, but I'm an Arkansas boy. I love Arkansas, and always have, and look forward to spending more time down here and eventually being here full time.
And you're a big Razorback fan, right?
I am a huge Razorback fan. If you're from Arkansas, you pretty much have to be. There's only one team, you know.
See, now we're going to get into it, dude. Arkansas State, dude, the Red Wolves, come on.
Well, you know what? Obviously, I support any team from Arkansas, but to me, there's only one that really matters.
Oh, my gosh.
You're both wrong. It's Mississippi State.
You know, it was good talking to you. Have a nice life, whatever. I'll get over it.
I'm sorry.
He's all right.
A whiny baby about it.
Did you go to Arkansas State?
I did, yeah.
It's not a real school.
You know, I thought about going there to school, actually, and trying to play baseball, but I didn't feel like taking splinters out of my rear end for 4 years. And
riding the bench,
I used to go to basketball camp there, actually.
Yeah, it's not a bad place, but I know.
It's not a real school.
I know how. Oh, gosh. All right. But I know how it is growing up in Arkansas. Everybody was a Razorback fan. I know.
Yeah, you know, and I'm sure you're still a Razorback fan, too.
No.
At the same time.
Not really.
Really?
Going to Arkansas State kind of changes that a little bit, considering Frank Broyles refused to even acknowledge Arkansas State existed. So
Well, you know what? Actually, I was I listened to, if you're from here, you know, The Buzz, you know, where they talk about sports and stuff. And this morning they were actually talking about the fact that other states and, you know, like South Carolina played East Carolina and Florida played Florida Atlantic and stuff like that. And they were talking about how ridiculous it was that they wouldn't play each other. I think it'd be great for the state. And since